This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, One Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Back at it on a Friday here on 96.5 The Fan. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Best promo so far. We'll get some Royals ones here soon, I would assume. I think. It's baseball season. Pitchers and catchers 2 weeks away.
I thought they reported February 15th. Because Q said he's going out like the 8th, so that's a lot longer than 2 weeks from
so
now.
So 3 weeks, four weeks.
Yeah, about a month, I think, is when pitchers and catchers report around the 15th, Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So we got about a good month to go before, you know, everybody's rolling around out in the desert doing stretching with, like, rubber bands on a fence and playing golf.
Yeah.
Figuring out where they're going to eat dinner.
No doubt. And then he said, not a lot of guys play golf out there, which is, I guess that's whatever. Not a lot of time off, really. When you think about it, when you do get the time off, you're like, I'm going to my place and I'm chilling because it's a long season ahead. So it was interesting. Yesterday, I was just kind of sitting around watching MLB Network because they were talking a lot about, like, surprise teams, player projections, and the Royals kept coming up. And then they had like a tweet of like these two guys, like favorite Royals of all time. And one of them had Mike Sweeney outfield. And I didn't know if I'd been in the garage too long, but I was like, Mike Sweeney outfield.
What the hell was that?
Did they just like do that because they trying to be funny, or they just ran out of options? Because we could sit here all day and do this because, like, I was having a conversation today because I miss out on the generation that was the 80s, right? I was born in 87. I don't really remember anything.
No, you don't remember anything until you're about 8 years old.
In fact, my first fondest memory of the Royals was going to see Nolan Ryan's last game at Kauffman Stadium with my father. Yeah. We went and made sure we did that. And then it was kind of like I was all in. And then I remember, obviously, like the early 90s around there, because the strike had happened in 94, and then in 95, 96 is when I kind of came around as like a true believer in baseball
when you're,
fan, right?
Because I'm 10 years old.
Eight, nine years old.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I sent you guys that that graphic of what they had for their favorite players of all time, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, franchise favorites is what they did, and it was Kansas City Royals edition. And I'm like, man, UL Washington's on this list. I'm like, unfortunately, I don't know anything about UL Washington, so I had to do my homework, and I guess he's just a cool guy, but he was actually pretty solid.
Yeah, really good shortstop, better than Frank White was at anything, and UL Washington played with a toothpick in his mouth. I mean, if you're out there playing shortstop and you got the hat sitting on your head and you got that toothpick in your mouth, you're a cool dude, man, and UL Washington was a cool dude back in the day, and so I think a lot of people, you know, probably a little bit older than me, because 85, like 86 is my true first real sports memory that I can say as a kid. I remember watching the 86 World Series. I remember watching some football in 1985, but I really don't remember watching much baseball until 1986. And by that time, when I got into it, UL Washington was kind of at the tail end of his career. And you talk to guys who are about 5 or 10 years older than me, man, though, everybody loved UL Washington. What would we do today if we had a dude playing shortstop, second base, whatever? He's playing with a toothpick in. Like, everybody be walking around KC with a toothpick in their mouth and imitating him. So he was definitely a big-time fan favorite here.
Yeah, and I thought the interesting part about it was the one name that did not come up on either list. So one guy's list is Salvador Perez. It goes catcher
to Harold Reynolds and Matt Vasgersian, right.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Salvador Perez, catcher, Hosmer, first base, Frank White, second base,
boo.
Bobby Witt Jr. / UL Washington at short. So yeah. I guess you get two options. George Brett at third, Bo Jackson in the outfield, Willie Wilson in the outfield, Carlos Beltran in the outfield, and then Hal McRae was
Harold Reynolds. This is Harold Reynolds' list. Well, of course, yeah. He took Bo Jackson because he threw his ass out at home. Yeah.
And then on Vasgersian's list, it's Salvador Perez, Vinny Pasquantino at first base, UL Washington at second, Bobby at short, Brett at third, Bo in the outfield, Hal McRae in the outfield, Mike Sweeney in the outfield. I don't understand that. And then Bob Hammer Hamlin at DH.
That's crazy.
What's crazy is to me, there's no Lorenzo Cain on either one of their lists. Yeah. And I had the question with you just now in the restroom, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I had a conversation with my dad when we went to the ALCS game against Baltimore when they clinched. And I was watching center field, and Lorenzo Cain, I believe, was the ALCS MVP that year. And I was like, man.
11 years ago now.
Yeah. I looked at my dad. I looked straight in the eyes and said, I don't know if there's ever been a Royals player that's ever manned center field the way Lorenzo Cain did. He goes, well, there's this guy named Willie Wilson.
Yeah.
And I was like, was he pretty solid? And he just goes, the game's back on.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, Dad, sorry. That's how I knew that. Like, my dad's like, we'll have this conversation later. And then I had the conversation with you. Who was better in center field for you fans on the text line? Would you have Willie Wilson or would you have Lorenzo Cain?
Yeah, it's a great kind of talking point because I don't know what the right answer is to that question.
Vern always called Cain the straw that stirs the drink.
Yes,
Cain, I don't know what Willie's role was because I wasn't watching or diving into the Royals.
Right, and I'll say neither was I at that point in time, right? I wasn't paying attention. Nobody was. Sports is consumed a lot different right now than it is and it was back in the day. Lorenzo Cain was the best player on that generation of Royals teams. And you know, I know Salvi's going to be in the Hall of Fame and whatnot, but that Lorenzo Cain, man, I underappreciated him, and I resent it to this day. I am so mad at myself that I didn't appreciate Lorenzo Cain for what he was at the time, because we had Moose, we had Hosmer, we had Salvi, we had all that other stuff. Oh yeah, there's Cain out there. You took him for granted, Bob. Yes, I did, and I hate myself for not appreciating Lorenzo Cain enough. Now, is he better than Willie Wilson? Is Willie Wilson better than him? I'd love to see what the text line says on that, because I know we have different generations and I'm kind of a tweener in this one, right? Mm. Didn't really remember Willie playing, but I know, you know, Willie was playing and what Willie did. And the thing about Willie Wilson is he grew up in Summit, New Jersey, which is the rival town where my dad grew up. So I've heard about Willie Wilson for my entire childhood from my dad. Oh, the Summit, New Jersey native. He plays in Kansas City. He's a great center fielder. And so the Willie Wilson story for me was always there as a child from my dad. Then I come out here, you know, we watch Willie play a little bit. I was at a dinner with Willie back in October, mm-hmm. and hanging out with him, and just like, this guy was a hell of a center fielder. He looked faster than Lorenzo Cain, but then again, Lorenzo kind of like Carlos Beltran, where you were just so good you didn't look like you
was
were
like
that
gazelle.
Good. Yeah,
just,
I mean,
moving in slow motion,
and Willie could fly around those bases, so could Lorenzo Cain. So if you wanted to tell me that Willie Wilson was better than Lorenzo Cain, okay. And if you wanted to tell me Lorenzo Cain was better than Willie Wilson, I'm good, because I don't know that there's a right answer for that question or that topic, because I think it all comes down to preference. But they each won a world championship. They each played great. I mean, like, robbing catches, making plays, doing great things. It's hard to decide who the number one guy would be, Willie Wilson or Lorenzo Cain.
Somebody from the 816 says, I grew up watching Willie Wilson play center field. I don't think he had the power of Lorenzo Cain, but back in the day, Kauffman Stadium was AstroTurf, and Willie Wilson rounding second base was awesome.
Everybody's picturing it.
The team was built to play on AstroTurf, and Willie Wilson was the top of the list when it came to that sort of skill set. Somebody says Amos Otis in center field. That's my stepdad's favorite Royal of all time was A.O.
I mean, look at the center fielders that this Royals have had.
Still does the chant. Like, he's still doing it. I know he's listening right now. He's doing it right now on his computer. Like, literally, that's his favorite. Because they had a house built right behind Kauffman Stadium. Kind of like if you're looking out towards center field, to the right of the old FCA building.
Yeah.
That's where their house. So they watched Kauffman get built from the ground up. And his parents used to watch slideshows. And we go to their house and they'd be like, Dusty's going to like this one. And it was the development, little by little, of Kauffman
Stadium
being
built
from like the parking lot to the lights.
Right.
And it was really cool to see that. But yeah, man.
So you had Amos Otis, you had Willie Wilson, you had Lorenzo Cain, you had Carlos Beltran, you had Johnny Damon. I mean, that's five center fielders right there that are all borderline, you know, Hall of Fame type players.
Because I always say how much I love Vern, and my favorite baseball movie of all time is The Sandlot. And you guys are all familiar with the very end of The Sandlot when Smalls is calling the Dodgers game, and Benny the Jet Rodriguez goes to third, and he does this line. I'm getting chills.
Yeah, how do you not see?
Because he goes, I don't know, folks, but I wouldn't be surprised to see some fireworks here. Lorenzo Cain comes to town, and Vern does this unknowingly, and he, I don't know if he knows this story. If he's listening, I hope he is. He looks at me. Lorenzo Cain's on the on-deck circle for the Milwaukee Brewers, so we all remember this moment. And Lorenzo Cain's on deck, and everybody's kind of starting to stand up, and Lorenzo Cain comes back to Cobb for the first time, and he goes, Vern goes, if he hits a home run here, this place will erupt. And I said, for the Brewers? He goes, you'll see. And I kid you not, lean back, shot, right field, everyone stood up.
Of course.
And just a round of applause, got a standing ovation curtain call, and it's an opposing player. And I remember being a young whippersnapper then going, never in my life, Twitter, have I seen an opposing player get a standing ovation for a home run against the Royals. And it was Lorenzo Cain.
And it should have been a standing ovation because Lorenzo Cain means more to us than the actual team did because he was part of that team that won that championship. And, you know, you root for Laundrie a lot of times, obviously, but you also root for those special players. And Lorenzo Cain was a special player here in Kansas City. And I would have been disappointed had he not gotten a standing ovation after hitting a home run, even if it was for the Brewers, because what he did for us, he was part of that team that brought sports back to Kansas City, that brought life back to Kansas City, that created a rebirth in Kansas City and really got the ball rolling for NFL drafts and now Super Bowls and Final Fours and World Cups and all of this stuff. That team was the beginning of the renaissance. And not only did they redevelop sports in Kansas City, they redeveloped us in Kansas City and then passed the torch to the Chiefs and they took it the next step further. And so those guys are more than just baseball players and always will be for me more than just baseball players. That's why no other team in sports that I will fall in love with the way that we fell in love with the 14 and 15 Royals. It was first, it was different. It was unique. They embraced it. They became us. They changed us. They were us. It was just an unbelievable time to be alive.
There's a couple of texts in here that I want to get to before we go to break because somebody says their outfield would be Gordo, Beltran, Tremaine, Dye. No complaints.
Yeah, Gordo's got to be your left fielder. God, the center fielder's a question mark.
It's Beltran for me, and then I put Kane in right because he's just outfield.
Yeah,
or Beltran in right, Kane in center, and then Gordo in left.
Put Beltran in center, you know.
Yeah.
And if you had to have a right fielder, maybe it would be Dye, but if you could move Lorenzo Cain over, I wouldn't have a problem doing that.
Somebody brings up the quote, 2/3 of the earth is covered by water. The other third is covered by Lorenzo Cain. I used to love watching general admission tickets to watch Bo play left field. But before that, loved Willie Wilson as my favorite player in the 80s. It's both. His speed was off the charts. He made things happen on the base paths. That only knock on I have on Willie Wilson is that he caught the ball one hand and had that little swoosh with the glove as he caught the ball, and it drove me crazy. Cain is my favorite. I'm around the same age as Max, so it's Lorenzo Cain for me, and they have other people that grew up in the 80s that say that their favorite player is Willie Wilson. So it could be both. It might be both. But either way, Royals baseball will be here before you know it. Coming up on the other side, Chiefs' next offensive coordinator should be a head coach. That's Max's take. He'll explain next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
To you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.